Well, I'll never understand why you put up with him, said Richard, going to fetch the coffee. I know you don't like him, but he's very sweet and can be charming in his sad kind of way. Usually it's very relaxing to be with someone who's so self-absorbed, because it doesn't make any demands on you. But he's obsessed with the idea that I can do something about his magazine. I can't, of course. Life doesn't work like that. I do feel sorry for him, though. I don't. He's had it very, very easy all his life. He still has it very, very easy. He's just had his toy taken away from him, that's all. It's hardly unjust, is it? It's not a matter of whether it's just or not. I feel sorry for him because he's unhappy. Well, of course he's unhappy. Al Ross has turned Fathom into a really sharp, intelligent magazine that everyone suddenly wants to read. It was just a bumbling shambles before. His only real function was to let Michael have lunch and toady about with whoever he liked on the pretext that maybe they might like to write a little something. He hardly ever got an actual issue out. The whole thing was a sham. He pampered himself with it. I really don't find that charming or engaging. I'm sorry, I'm going on about it, and I didn't mean to. Susan shrugged uneasily. I think you overreact, she said. Though I think I will have to steer clear of him if he's going to keep on at me to do something I simply can't do. It's too exhausting. Anyway, listen, I'm glad you had a lousy evening. I want to talk about what we were going to do this weekend. Ah, said Richard. Well, oh, said Susan, I better just check the messages first. She walked past him to the telephone answering machine, played the first few seconds of Gordon's message, and then suddenly ejected the cassette. I can't be bothered, she said, giving it to him. Could you just give this straight to Susan at the office tomorrow? Save her a trip. If there's anything important on it, she can tell me. Richard blinked and said, yes, and pocketed the tape, tingling with the shock of the reprieve. Anyway, the weekend, said Susan, sitting down on the sofa. Richard wiped his hand over his brow. Susan, I'm afraid I've got to work, she said. Nicola's sick, and I'm going to have to dep for her at the Wigmore on Friday week. There's some Vivaldi and some Mozart I don't know too well, so that means a lot of extra practice this weekend, I'm afraid. Sorry. Well, in fact, said Richard, I have to work as well. He sat down by her. I know. Gordon keeps on at me to nag you. I wish he wouldn't. It's none of my business, and it puts me in an invidious position. I'm tired of being pressurized by people, Richard. At least you don't do that. She took a sip of her coffee. But I'm sure, she added, that there's some kind of grey area between being pressurised and being completely forgotten about that I'd quite like to explore. Oh, give me a hug. He hugged her, feeling that he was monstrously and unworthily lucky. An hour later, he let himself out and discovered that Pizza Express was closed.